Well, and here we are at the end of another 2 hours of Professor Bob with sometimes his able assistant, but not tonight. Stay tuned for Locke Kiermaier and his Matinicus Wannabe. And thank you for your ears. And we'll be here next week if all stays well. Thank you.
There's a cat in Harlem town, got a new craze going round. Oopie dop la, hilya vop. Call Professor Bop. Wears a tam and big bow tie, flashy clothes that catch your eye. Oopie dop la, Kluger mop. He's Professor Bop. He's the latest thing derived from swing. La pop, hulya coo. See him everywhere, hear him on the air. He can do it, so can you. Take a song like Auld Lang Syne, then you add a bebop line. Oopie dop la, Kluger mop. Like Professor Bop.
This is 93.3 WRFR in Rockland, Maine, grassroots radio for and by the community, bringing diverse programming to Knox County and beyond. WRFR operations are funded through listener support and local business sponsors. This hour, we would like to thank
Bouchard Painting Company for all your interior and exterior painting needs. They've been making people's homes beautiful for 20 years by doing the job right the first time. They invite you to call them at 354-2615.
Boynton McKay Food Company, located in beautiful downtown Camden, feeding the masses since 1999, serving Equal Exchange Coffee, the original fairly traded organic coffee.
Brooks Trap Mill on Beechwood Street in Thomaston, a family-owned business supplying lobstermen with traps, ropes, buoys, paint, rain gear, and much more. 354-8763.
The Brown Bag Restaurant, located at 606 Main Street in Rockland, open Monday through Saturday for breakfast and lunch with a full-service bakery. Daily specials and a full menu available online at thebrownbagrockland.com. Delivery is available. Serving the Midcoast community for over 20 years, the Brown Bag is proud to sponsor WRFR.
To learn more about volunteer and sponsorship opportunities, you can call our office at 594-0721 or log on to our website, wrfr.org. Thank you for supporting community radio.
Hi again. This is the Rockland Camden Area Community Calendar for Tuesday, June 8th. Children's drawing workshops continue from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Community Room at the Rockland Public Library. Katinka Noth leads these workshops every single Tuesday for ages 6 and up. June themes include gardens with strawberries, roses, lilacs, and lupin, summer activities, Father's Day cards, visits to the seashore, and Independence Day celebrations. The opening of the Maine Media Gallery public reception is from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Shepherd Building, 18 Central Street in Rockport. The inaugural exhibit features photographs by photojournalist Peter Turnley. This runs through June 30th. There is a free workshop on The Written Parent from 6:30 p.m. This is at the Camden Library. Craig Idlebrook will present The Written Parent, how to record your child's life and process parenthood through the written word. This is a guide to the ins and outs of journaling, blogging, and essay writing from a parent's perspective. And the Merry Spring Tuesday Talk Series is at noon this week. The Plight of the Wild Blue Lupin and the Carner Blue Butterfly in Maine. Richard Lenfest will talk about the dependence of the butterfly on the lupin species. And coming up is Eliza Steele Day on June 12th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Rockland Rec Center. This is a birthday celebration of a local public health hero. Events for all ages will be held at the newly renovated rec center, including a dedication of the new playground, tours of the state-of-the-art ambulance, and the DARE van. There'll be live music, birthday cake, and stories about Eliza Steele as part of the fun. Everyone's invited. For more information on these and other things ongoing and upcoming, visit Free Press online. .com.
You're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier, and here's the music.
All right. I'm so glad to be here tonight. Say what you feeling inside, oh.
Thank you, folks. Good night. We love you.
Okay, that's the Youngbloods singing Beautiful. And that was from a live album they did in 1971 in San Francisco. And I just wanted to interrupt to dedicate that song to, I don't know, to the people that from the Great Mother Conference, where I was for the past week, whom I love and cherish, and also to the people that I know in my community at home, who I also love and cherish. So I was really just struck by that feeling and wanted to let you know and dedicate it to really all the people that are dear to me in my life. So let's continue on with the music.
Take you home, la-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da, la-da-da-da-da.
Okay, that was the last two songs were, we started with Ripple, the Grateful Dead from their incredibly classic album American Beauty, and then we went into Ophelia from the band. And as I said earlier, I just am recently returned from a week at the Great Mother Conference, and we had a special show about that last week with a really touching poetry reading by Robert Bly. And my friends, Tim Franzik, Paul Franzik, Deborah Felmuth, and Michael Stocker also performed as musicians. It was an interesting but different show. And we're back to our regular format, and just glad to be here. It's always good to get home. Here's some more music.
And we prayed out loud from our prison, and everybody's chains came on. All the prison doors swung open, everybody's chains came on. All the prison doors swung open. We marched from Selma to Montgomery. We marched from Selma to Montgomery. Then we laid down our life in Memphis. We laid down our life in Memphis. And everybody's chains came off. All the prison doors swung open. Everybody's chains came off. All the prison doors swung open. Even the shy one in the corner, even the mean one in the dark, even the one twisted with hatred, even the one with angry marks, even the ones who broke the rules, even the crazy ones with hair, even the wealthy thieves, the liars, even the ones that don't seem to care. Good to be free again. Feels so 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 good to be free again. Feels everybody's chains came off. Feels so good to be free again. All the prison doors swung open. Feels so good to be free again. Everybody's chains came off. To be free again, feels so good to be free again, feels so good to be free again, feels so good to be free again.
Well, this may
be the last
be my last time. Out together.
This time,
I don't know.
Well, maybe the last time. Sing together.
Maybe the last time.
I don't know. Yes, maybe the last time. Sing together.
Maybe
the last time. I don't know.
Play together.
That's This May Be the Last Time by the Blind Boys of Alabama. And as I was looking at the set list I put together, I realized I have another one from them in the second hour, not deliberately, but, you know, sometimes it just turns out that way. And before that, we started with the Brothers Frantic, as I mentioned, who were in the studio last week and actually sang that song. It's called Chains. Great, great song. And it's from a new album of theirs called Nine Songs for the Barstool Gospel Choir, I believe. And anyway, they're really, I just love that song, Chains. So you're listening to 93.3 WRFR FM in Rockland, Maine. You can also find us at 99.3 in Camden, Maine. And we're streaming online at WRFR.org. More information to hold on to or process or whatever you may wish to do. I welcome calls to the studio. Please do it while some music's on, and I'll give you the number right now. I'll read it twice, as is my custom. Area code 207-593-0013. That's 207-593-0013. And finally, if you like this show and want to hear it again, or you want to hear last week's show with Robert Bly and his poetry reading, or any of the past music shows, go to the website for this particular show, Matinicus Wannabe, and the website address is matinicuswannabe.com. Finally, oh, I got one more. And if you want to email me while the show is going on, you can do that, and I'd be glad to chat with you by email or whatever that how that happens. And you can write to me at lock@matinicuswannabe.com, and I'll get that email. So let's continue on with the music, and let's see, what do we have here for you? Oh yeah, Al Green.
Lay it down, lay it down, lay it down.
Know Why, Smokey Robinson, off his most recent album, Time Flies When You're Having Fun. And before that, we heard the Reverend Al Green singing Lay It Down off his album. I think it's his most recent album as well, of the same name, Lay It Down. Lay It Down. And all that information I gave you before, it felt to me like I sort of screwed up the last piece, crucial as it may be. So if you want to email me during the show, please do. And the way you can email me is lock@matinicuswannabe.com. It's as simple as that, and I'd be delighted to hear from you. So let's continue on. Let's see, what is it now? It is some reggae music. Here we go.
Jamassi.
Okay, that was Ja Mercy from the Sierra Leone Refugee All Stars Band, and their album that's from is from Rise and Shine. And I see that I've gone later than I usually do, without thanking my several sponsors, which I will try to rectify right now. I'd like to thank my friend Richard Higgins, who lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico, for being a longtime sponsor of this show. I'd also like to thank FMC Corporation here in Rockland, Maine. With over 60 years of experience, FMC Biopolymer is involved worldwide in harnessing nature's renewable resources, creating ingredients and technical solutions for food, pharmaceutical, personal care, and biomedical markets. And then finally, I'd like to thank Ms. Ananur Forma and her Astrology and More business. Ananur has been doing astrological chart readings since 1976 by phone, and her phone number is 594-2565, or in person. She's located in Rockland, and she also does past life regressions. So she can do private personal readings by phone, or you can reach her on the internet at astrologywithananur.com. And as always, I like to acknowledge that Ananur also has a radio show on WRFR on Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m., Positively Moody Blues, and she does some astrological forecasting on that show as well. So, thanks to my sponsors, and you're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier, and here's the music.
Get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time. You found somebody new, and all romance is through. Yes, it is. I'm gonna throw the picture away. You didn't love me any old way.
WRFR.
You found somebody new. Let me tell you, some folks' love is hard and strong. That's the kind of love that lingers on. Some folks' love is swift and fast. That's the kind of love that'll never last. But we had a love that was in between, and to me it was like a to stay together till June. Not a problem, why I'll never groom. That's why I got to get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time. You found somebody new, and all romance is through. Listen to me. Someday this old heart of mine, gonna find a love that'll make me shine, shine like diamonds and gleam.
Hold on just for a second. A few technical problems, and here we go. Whoop.
Got to get...
Well, more than a few technical problems. And, you know, I guess you just heard me on the last show. I mean, the last song. Forget to turn off the microphone. So, let's see if I can do away with all mistakes from now on. But here we go. Okay, that's Stevie Wonder, and boy, I keep leaving the mic on. I wonder if you heard anything that time. Despite my vow to not make any more mistakes, there I go again. What can I do about this? I guess just play more music. Here's Stephen Stills. Mm-hmm.
easy, easy. You know the way it's supposed to be. Silver people on the shoreline, let us be talking about very free and easy. Horror grips us as we watch you die. All we can do is echo your anguished cries, stare as all human feelings die. We are leaving, you don't need us. No, you don't need us. Go take a sister then by the hand, lead her away from this foreign land, far away where we might laugh again. We are leaving, you don't need us. And it's a fair wind blowing warm out of the south over my shoulder. Think I'll set my sails with the tide.
Okay, that was the Tough Cats, and singing Every Time from their most recent album, Run to the Mill, and they're great. They're from Maine, and they're right now. I guess the band members hail from both Vinyl Haven and Portland. So, and before that, we heard from Stephen Stills. It was a demo that he did of a song that he actually finished with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Wooden Chips, which is just one of my favorite songs. On this version, you don't hear David Crosby, which they do this back-and-forth verse on the final version, which is just beautiful. But I love hearing how songs get formed, and that one's really, really nice. So Let's see. I have some. I have a nice another sort of demo version of a famous song that Janis Joplin did, and it takes a little while for her to get through some comments that she's making in the studio. This was sort of a rehearsal, but here's Janis singing the demo version of Me and Bobby McGee. So be patient. There's maybe 30 seconds of chit-chat kind of thing.
S130 is not on. Not that I'm play that great, but still and all, I ought to be able to hear it, you know what I mean?
Are you hearing it now?
No. Now. It's too loud. I can't play that good.
Am I getting my Texas accent back?
I hope so.
Did I always sound like this? Man, I hear myself on tape when I sound like this.
Them roots.
God. Ready?
You bet.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, that rode us all the way into New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana, and I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues, yeah. Windshield wipers slapping time eyes, holding Bobby's hand in mine, we sang every song that Daddy knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, don't mean nothing, hun, if it ain't free. Yeah, and feeling good was easy, Lord. Bobby sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. Kentucky coal mines to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather and through everything that we've done, said Bobby, baby, he kept me from the cold world. One day up near Salinas, snowed, I let him slip away, but he was looking for that home, and I hope he finds it. When I trade all of my tomorrows for one single yesterday, to be holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me, yeah. I said feeling good was good enough for me. It's good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. La da da, la da la da, la da 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 da, la da 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 da, Bobby McGee. La da da, la da la da da, la da 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 da, la da. Hey, na Bobby, na Bobby.
That's when somebody else has to take over.
Okay, that's the immortal, fantastic Janis Joplin singing Me and Bobby McGee, an acoustic demo version, which, boy, I've had that for, I don't know, it's been on this box set that I've had for, I don't know, several years called Janis, and I just never paid attention to it. Sometimes I just don't understand my habits, but it's such a good song. I don't know how I missed it. I love just her and the acoustic guitar, and again, sort of understanding how the song came to be. So you're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier, on 93.3 WRFR FM in Rockland, Maine, and 99.3 in Camden, Maine. And we're streaming online at WRFR.org. And again, I welcome calls to the studio, area code 207-593-0013. And go ahead and email me if you want, lock@matinicuswannabe.com. So for the next hour coming up, mistake-free to the best that I can try to make it that way. Let's see, we're hearing from Procol Harum, a woman named Thea Gilmore, Van Morrison, another cut from the Blind Boys of Alabama. The hits just keep coming. Nora Jones, Adam Duritz, Levon Helm, Lucinda Williams, the Allman Brothers, and hopefully the Traveling Wilburys. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and I hope you'll stay tuned. And let's see, we're almost there. Okay, here we go.
Listening to 93.3 WRFR LP in Rockland, non-commercial, all-volunteer radio licensed to Penobscot School, and 99.3 W257BI in Camden, licensed to the community school, streaming online at WRFR.org. Our funding comes from listener support and local business sponsorships. This hour, we would like to thank
the Camden Farmers Market, providing fresh, local food for Maine farmers and producers. Located behind the Knox Mill on Mechanic Street in downtown Camden. Saturdays, 9 to noon, and Wednesdays, 3:30 to 6 p.m. More information is found on the web at camdenfarmersmarket.org.
Cellar Door Winery, makers of tasty wines made here in Maine, with locations on Route 1 in Rockport and also in Lincolnville. Cellar Door Winery is a proud sponsor of WRFR.
Chartrand Imports of Rockland, importer of organic wines from around the world for sale throughout the U.S. and in Maine stores since 1985. To learn more, you can visit them on the website at chartrandimports.com or call 594-7300.
Clean Bee Laundry, located in Rennie's Plaza in Camden. At Clean Bee Laundry, it's self-service, and they offer wash and fold, commercial laundry service, dry cleaning, and tanning. Alterations, pressing, and rug cleaning are also available. Buzzy Bee Diapers is conveniently located inside Clean Bee Laundry, 542-0505.
And we thank you for listening. To find out more about your local radio station, you can log on to our website at wrfr.org or call the office 594-0721.
Hi again. This is the Rockland Camden Area Community Calendar for Tuesday, June 8th. Children's drawing workshops continue from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Community Room at the Rockland Public Library. Katinka Noth leads these workshops every single Tuesday for ages 6 and up. June themes include gardens with strawberries, roses, lilacs, and lupin, summer activities, Father's Day cards, visits to the seashore, and Independence Day celebrations. The opening of the Maine Media Gallery public reception is from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Shepherd Building, 18 Central Street in Rockport. The inaugural exhibit features photographs by photojournalist Peter Turnley. This runs through June 30th. There is a free workshop on The Written Parent from 6:30 p.m. This is at the Camden Library. Craig Idlebrook will present The Written Parent, How to Record Your Child's Life and Process Parenthood Through the Written Word. This is a guide to the ins and outs of journaling, blogging, and essay writing from a parent's perspective. And the Merry Spring Tuesday Talk series is at noon this week, The Plight of the Wild Blue Lupin and the Carner Blue Butterfly in Maine. Richard Lenfest will talk about the dependence of the butterfly on the lupin species. And coming up is Eliza Steele Day on June 12th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Rockland Rec Center. This is a birthday celebration of a local public health hero. Events for all ages will be held at the newly renovated rec center, including a dedication of the new playground, tours of the state-of-the-art ambulance, and the DARE van. There'll be live music, birthday cake, and stories about Eliza Steele as part of the fun. Everyone's invited. For more information on these and other things ongoing and upcoming, visit Free Press online.
So thank you, Calendar Girl. You're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Hiermeyer. And sure enough, here's Procol Harum.
Thank you. to go to town. Want you to bring me something back. When you go to town, baby, want you to bring me something back. I want a pint of whiskey and a brand new Dundee Stetson hat.
That's that's Mule Skinner Blues, Van Morrison, off one of those many tribute albums I seem to play. And I'm looking at the set list for the rest of this hour, and I have a lot of songs from tribute albums. But, hey, that's the way it goes. That one's from The Songs of Jimmy Rogers. And that was a tribute album that was put together, oh boy, almost 15 years ago, by Bob Dylan. And it's a great, great album. And before that, we heard another cover, I Want to Tell You, the Beatles song, done by Thea Gilmore, who I don't know about, except she's on this wonderful tribute album. It was a tribute to Revolver, and they had all these different British-English artists redo Revolver. It's called Mojo, Revolver Reloaded. And then finally, in the beginning, we heard A Whiter Shade of Pale. Procol Harum. And, you know, I was thinking about that song, and sometimes I think that one's been played to death. But I couldn't think of the last time I heard it, and it's like such a psychedelic song, at least to me. And I was trying to think why it's so psychedelic, but maybe you'll figure that out. So, you're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier. And here's another cut from The Blind Boys of Alabama. Thank you.
fast lane for Blacktop County Road. I burned out on all that talk about the mother lode. Fit for a songbird and a bigger piece of sky. When I miss them good old days, I can't imagine why. But still I get restless and drive into town. I cruise once down Main Street and turn back around. It's crazy, but God knows I don't have my aid. Like an old desperado, I paint the town beige. Past the swimming hole, you can find your peace of mind. Just a fishing pole. You can walk the river for miles and miles on end and never stop believing in that dream around the bend. But still I get restless and drive into town. Playing and the window rolled down. It's crazy, but God knows I don't have my aid. Like an old desperado, I pay the town bay. The first spring thaw. It's then I get to thinking I might have gone insane. For memories run through my mind like a lonesome railroad train. But still I get restless and I drive into town. Watch the world through a windshield and it all comes unwound. Like an old desperado, I paid the town bay. I gave up the fast lane.
That's Bill and Bonnie Hearn singing, let's see, Paint the Town Beige, from a wonderful compilation album I have called The I-10 Chronicles. That's Volume 2. And it turns out that I have three songs this set, this hour, from one or either of the I-10 Chronicles albums, which I really love the compilation of those. And there's something about Bill and Bonnie Hearn. Their voices are just so pure and sweet. And boy, I got to play more of them. And I always like it when I hear them. And before that, we heard Just Want to See His Face, The Blind Boys of Alabama, again from the I-10 Chronicles Volume 2 album. You're listening to Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier. I have received several calls and really nice emails from people who are enjoying the show. That makes me happy. That's what we're here to do. And yeah, it's a really good feeling. So I'm going to continue on with the music.
Down on my knees. thought that that would help me. Cause I could not think, don't look this way.
Okay, that's Little Music from New Orleans. It's both of those songs were off another tribute album to Fats Domino called Going Home. The first song was Don't Leave Me That Way. Don't Leave Me This Way, Dr. John. And then I Just Can't Get New Orleans Off My Mind. That's Irma Thomas and Marsha Ball. Great song. And so it's now time for me to once again thank my several sponsors. I'd like to thank Miss Ananur Forma and her Astrology and More business. Ananur has been doing astrological chart readings since 1976 by phone or in person, located here in Rockland. She also does past life regressions. You can reach Ananur at 594-2565 for private personal readings. And on the internet, you can reach her at astrologywithananur.com. I'd like to thank FMC Corporation. With over 60 years of experience, FMC Biopolymer is involved worldwide. In harnessing nature's renewable resources, creating ingredients and technical solutions for food, pharmaceutical, personal care, and biomedical markets. And I forgot to acknowledge and that Ananur, the first sponsor I mentioned, also has a great radio show on WRFR on Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m., Positively Moody Blues with Miss Ananur Forma. And then finally, I'd like to thank my a long time personal friend of mine. He's not that old. He's my age, for God's sakes. And I'm just ancient. So my friend Richard Higgins, who lives in Santa Fe. So let's continue on with the music. You're listening to 93.3 WRFR FM in Rockland, 99.3 in Camden, streaming online at WRFR.org. The show is Matinicus Wannabe. I'm your host, Locke Kiermaier, and here's the music.
It starts off slow with a kiss of folly. You don't see it as more. Each day
and each mile rolls out behind you. The lost time is calling your bluff. Don't believe when they tell you. And don't.
Static on the radio, and the tubes they glow in the dark, and I'm there with her in Ensenada, and I'm here in Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter. Solitaire with my pearl handled deck. The county won't give me no more methadone, and they cut off your welfare check. Carmelita, hold me tighter. To meet my man, he hangs out down on Alvarado Street by that Pioneer chicken stand. Carmelita, hold me tighter.
That's Adam Duritz singing the old Warren Zevon song, Carmelita from the I-10 Chronicles album once again. And before that, we heard Nora Jones singing World of Trouble from a soundtrack to a movie called The Hottest State. And I never saw the movie, but I've always enjoyed the music from the soundtrack, so maybe I should go see the movie. In any event, let's just continue on with the music.
Even with someone they love. children and girls of the night. Then that don't know him or like him, and then that do sometimes don't know how to take him. Pride won't let him do things that make you think he's right. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. They love. He'll never stay home.
happen to be your man. Oh, I just might be your man. Oh, I just might be your man. Oh, baby. Lord, I just don't know.
No Way Out. That's the Allman Brothers off a live radio show they did in A&R Studios in New York City in 1971, I believe. And before that, we heard Lucinda Williams singing Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys from the Imus Ranch record. And then we started off with You Better Move On, Levon Helm from the band singing, that's what he was singing, You Better Move On. Again, off the Imus Ranch record. So I got one more song for you. It's a great song, Heading for the Light. And I was just thinking, you know, I can go with that notion. I'm partial to it. So here's the Traveling Wilburys. Okay, that song did it for me. Truth be told, I just think that's such a cool song. I stood up and started dancing, clapping, and no one here, so, you know, that's all fine. You've been listening. That was Heading for the Light, Traveling Wilburys. And I've really enjoyed the show tonight. I got lots of great comments. Thank you, everyone, who either called or emailed me or did something on Facebook. I'll be back next Monday at 9 p.m. Have a good week.
Rockland and 99.3 in Camden. Streaming on the web at WRFR.org. All of our programming is commercial free and produced by volunteers from the Midcoast community. Our funding comes from listener support and local business sponsors. This hour, we are pleased to thank
the Country Inn at Camden Rockport, where guests enjoy the ambiance of yesterday and the amenities of today. Reservations at 1-888-707-3945.
Coastal Cobbler, purveyor of the world's finest footwear by Mephisto, all-rounder, and the new Sano fitness trainer. Activates body and soul. Coastal Cobbler, Maine's full-service shoe store, repairs, and retail sales. Located at 436 Main Street in Rockland.
Coastal Documentation, doing the paperwork for fishermen since 1983. Coastal Documentation also does Coast Guard documentation, mortgages, federal permits, and the FCC. Coastal Documentation can be reached at 596-6575.
Community School, a living alternative high school, located on Washington Street in Camden for over 30 years, 236-3000.
And we thank you for listening. If you'd like to learn more about your local radio station, give us a call at 594-0721 or log into our website at WRFR.org.
Hi again. This is the Rockland Camden Area Community Calendar for Tuesday, June 8th. Children's drawing workshops continue from 4 to 5 p.m. at the Community Room at the Rockland Public Library. Katinka Knopf leads these workshops every single Tuesday for ages 6 and up. June themes include gardens with strawberries, roses, lilacs, and lupin, summer activities, Father's Day cards, visits to the seashore, and Independence Day celebrations. The opening of the Maine Media Gallery public reception is from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Shepherd Building, 18 Central Street in Rockport. The inaugural exhibit features photographs by photojournalist Peter Turnley. This runs through June 30th. There is a free workshop on The Written Parent from 6:30 p.m. This is at the Camden Library. Craig Idlebrook will present The Written Parent, How to Record Your Child's Life and Process Parenthood Through the Written Word. This is a guide to the ins and outs of journaling, blogging, and essay writing from a parent's perspective. And the Merry Spring Tuesday Talk Series is at noon this week. The Plight of the Wild Blue Lupin and the Carner Blue Butterfly in Maine. Richard Lenfest will talk about the dependence of the butterfly on the lupin species. And coming up is Eliza Steele Day on June 12th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Rockland Rec Center. This is a birthday celebration of a local public health hero. Events for all ages will be held at the newly renovated Rec Center, including a dedication of the new playground, tours of the state-of-the-art ambulance, and the Dare Van. There'll be live music, birthday cake, and stories about Eliza Steele as part of the fun. Everyone's invited. For more information on these and other things ongoing and upcoming, visit Free Press online.
Well, the war had finally ended. America had changed. Had beaten back the Nazis, but the Jim Crow laws remained. And there was talk of staging marches, talk of civil rights, and there was talk about a Negro playing baseball with the whites. Well, he walked into the clubhouse, and the card players quit playing. Everybody stopped in the middle of whatever they were saying. And it was just like when the sheriff walks into the saloon and he says, "My name is Eddie," as he looks around the room.